The Ultimate Movie Championship brought to you by patreon.com/inspireddisorder. Da, 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 da. This is where we go to.
You can probably take your retarded hat off now.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. Oh, I should have brought a. I didn't even notice it. That's how
comfortable you're getting with
acclimated to losing I am. It's been going back and forth, so it's.
It has. It, like, especially recently, every time it's back and forth.
Yeah. So this is where we go to flickchart.com and we play a movie fighting game where two movies enter. Only one can win. If we can't make a decision, we go to the judges, Rotten Tomatoes, fan score, higher fan score, critic score wins.
And to
fan
be clear, the movies don't fight. We fight on behalf of movies.
Yeah,
sometimes.
We choose.
Sometimes we disagree.
It's basically we're trying to build our ultimate movie list. And sometimes the most epic battles happen with the most worthless of movies.
Because sometimes you're just not going to budge on bullshit like Signs or fucking Rush Hour 2.
Yeah. I guess, yeah, let's do a regular one. We don't have to do action. And if we haven't seen one of the movies, then it goes to our list of shame.
And some of them I'm not that shameful about.
Nah. It's just more like I've never even heard of that movie. So starting off with Signs versus Rush Hour 2.
Signs. And I hate that movie.
Well, you don't hate it.
All right, I dislike it strongly.
Because Rush Hour 2 is a fun action movie.
But I really don't like either Rush Hours. Like, are there three?
I don't think you're just a big Jackie Chan fan. Because you didn't like either of those. I don't think you've watched either of the Shanghai Noon, Shanghai Nights. Yeah, you're just not a Jackie Chan fan.
No Chan fan?
Yeah. Which I am a huge Jackie Chan fan.
I watched that bullshit fucking New Karate Kid.
His newer stuff is dog shit, but...
I watched Rumble in the Bronx right when it came out, at least.
That was all right. I mean, the Australian ones were a lot of fun, but the... Rush Hour, first two, and then the Shanghai Noon, Shanghai
Nights. I've watched the Rush Hours, and like I've probably chuckled at them, but I never was like, I fucking dig these movies.
Okay. Versus Signs versus Sago Signs. On that
one. Signs wins just on sci-fi.
Fast and the Furious 6, which I don't know if I've seen. I probably have, but I can't remember. They do kind of blend together.
Let me guess, there were cars and they stole something and then the fucking
fun
ridiculous
action movies.
Chases.
Fun action movies, yeah. Better than any of the DC comic book movies that are coming out, that's for sure. So The Crow, have you seen Panic Room?
Yeah.
Versus Panic Room.
The Crow.
Panic Room.
The Crow.
I'm 100%. I was never into goth, never gave a shit about The Crow. I know it's comic
it's
book,
not
right?
About...
I don't give a fuck. It's 1,000%. Like, this is like one of those.
Now,
like,
they may have
that,
adopted
people
it,
that,
but
like,
it wasn't.
Kids that did drugs watched Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas. Kids that were into goth watched The Crow, watched Nightmare Before Christmas, watched all the fucking goth movies. This is goth. Any white person wearing white makeup and like greasy hair and a jacket, even though I know he's mixed, that's goth, bro. That's goth.
I agree. It fits the description, but
you just don't want to admit that you're into goth shit.
I was never a goth kid.
Sure. But you were closeted. You had all
Maybe.
The you had your trench
Whatever,
coat in the closet.
I never had the trench coat.
But I mean, it's the movie that killed Brandon Lee, and that's
it was a fucking awesome movie.
No, it's really not. It's really not. I don't know. I don't give a shit about The Crow. Everybody used to like. I don't know. It was this thing. I don't know why people like it.
I've watched that movie 100 times.
I've watched it.
I saw
twice.
Panic Room in the theater.
Yeah, me too. I own Panic Room.
And I wasn't. I mean, it's all right.
It's a basic movie. It's not a great movie, but for me,
Forrest
Whitaker, doesn't take much
Jared
to beat
Leto,
The Crow.
Yeah. Isn't her daughter Dakota Fanning in that one?
I don't remember.
But Jodie Foster's the main. Yeah, I'm going to go The Crow.
It's a fun
for sure.
Movie. All right. Well, we're going to the judges on this because I'm. No way you're going to convince me The Crow for...
is better than Panic Room.
The Crow is going to lose... For me, The Crow loses to many, many movies. Many movies. I just don't give a shit about
Caps
The Crow.
Lock.
was angry typing.
82%. That shocks the fuck out of me.
I don't even remember what I was fucking
panic
searched.
Room.
Panic room. 82?
Panic room.
Panic room's probably going to be like 60 something. Oops. Panic room. 83.
76. The crow it is.
How the fuck did the crow?
Probably because it was reviewed later.
It's like all applaud this movie that killed the son of an icon.
Who was also killed. They're all murdered.
Yeah, but he was killed filming that movie.
Two movies a lot of people hate.
I 100% for me. I hate Little Nicky.
That's a terrible fucking movie.
Hated that movie.
I like Constantine, so I'm going to go Constantine. Like
it just makes me feel bad that I have to choose one of these two.
Yeah.
I don't want either of them. I mean, I guess I'll go Constantine just because fuck it, but.
Little Nicky was fucking terrible.
I don't give a fuck about either of those movies. We're hitting the bottom of the barrel.
Yeah,
for me
it's
today.
Just really. Oh, Butterfly Effect. Let's throw some more shit shows.
That's one with what's his face?
Yeah.
I've not seen Salo.
No.
I've never even heard of that movie. Ooh, my tied for favorite Tim Burton movie, Big Fish, versus
tied with Beetlejuice.
Yeah, versus just depending on mood. I think Big Fish is a way better movie top to bottom. But
oh, I'm sure. But I just rewatched Beetlejuice.
Yeah.
Like 2 days ago.
Yeah.
And I loved every minute of it again.
Yeah, well, it's also sentimental for you. You watched it a lot growing up. Versus Butterfly Effect, the Ashton Kutcher effect.
I liked the premise of the Butterfly Effect.
Sure.
I just don't think it was.
It was
fucking,
a shitty movie.
It was
movie.
Not good.
It was a
and then it got real
movie.
Fucking like.
It's just stupid.
Molesty and like.
It's basically any kind of
then
like time machine movie where it's like, oh, we fucked something up, so we're constantly going back to fix
except
it.
Except there's no time machine. He can just if he reads something, he it's can stupid. Travel in time.
Yeah, it's stupid. Big Fish.
Yeah, 100%.
Big Fish.
Doctor Strange just came out this year versus the X-Files
ooh,
movie.
This one's fucking easy,
yeah,
bro.
Doctor Strizange.
100%.
Even without the 3D, better than the X-Files movie.
The Doctor Strange poster is better than the X-Files movie. I would rather stare at that poster for an hour and a half than watch the X-Files movie. Sleeping Beauty, the 1959 animated classic, Disney classic, versus Fanboys, a movie that like had some crazy, like it was released like super late.
Years.
Like when it finally came out, all the actors that were in it are like children. But they're like grown men now.
Yeah.
It's so weird. What was the premise? They wanted to steal the first
cut of
the first
Phantom Menace, the first
prequel.
Because their friend was dying.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And
I'm going Fanboys.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
I liked Fanboys.
Yeah, yeah,
I thought it was fun.
You attached to certain Disney movies, so I never know.
Sleeping Beauty's
that
not really.
Would be one of them that you could have. I grew up with sisters, bro. I'm into fucking.
They were more into
Beauty
the,
and the Beast.
The newer ones that came out, not like.
That's why
the
I was just. I don't know.
Ones.
I don't know. It just seemed like one that you'd.
Now, Snow
surprised
White.
Me on.
I've seen that shit in the theaters like 8 times.
Ugh. I mean, I guess it could beat some shit.
My
but
grandparents lived like 2 houses down from a theater that showed old movies like matinee style.
Yeah.
When I was a kid, they'd be like, here's $1. Go watch some movies. Mm-hmm. I'm like, okay.
Fanboys, if you haven't seen it.
It's a fun movie.
Go watch it. Yeah, it's a fun.
And if you're a Star Wars nerd, you have to see it. Or Star Trek.
You probably
or any of the,
already seen
yeah,
it.
Yeah, you've probably.
Well, I think they had a beef with the Star Trek fan
Whoa.
People in the movie.
Shatner
right?
was
isn't that
in
the whole
movie.
Premise? Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
But yeah,
he wanted it, right? Wasn't or
they're
getting it from him?
Yeah.
I don't remember. It's been a while.
He was trying to help them.
Jackass the movie, the very first one.
The OG
versus Bad Boys, the movie,
not the very first one,
because there was a Al Pacino, I think, Bad Boys. But this is the first of the Michael Bay,
the Will
Bad
Smith,
Boys
Martin
franchise.
Lawrence,
yeah.
Bad Boys,
exactly.
Jackass the movie.
I really like the first Bad Boys. It was probably like, I don't know, man. Because I really like Jackass. I mean, it was basically just
the show,
an extended, just the show with more
production value on most of it.
Yeah, I mean, TV sucked back then, but that's the only. I don't know, man. Out of the Jackass franchise, I don't think the first one is the best.
Probably not.
But out of the Bad Boys franchise, I think the first one's my favorite. The second one's like gets way more Michael Bay'd. It's way more Michael Bay'd out. And that's they made
drugs
the thing
and one. Dead bodies and shit. Yeah. Going to Cuba and blowing everything up. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Henry Rollins was the lead of the DEA thing that
in
was
the
in charge
one?
Of the first
in
one.
The first one.
He may have been in the second one too. I don't remember. Yeah, I gotta go Bad Boys. Tay Leone. I had a crush on her back when she was popular for a minute. There's a scene, like old, like horny me as a teenager. There was a slow motion scene, very beginning of the movie. This chick with a dress on or just a tight short skirt. It's like from low on the street. It's like her stepping out of the car or into a car or something like that.
Michael Bay shoots some.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It was great. I love that scene too. Definitely used that scene a lot. But yeah, Bad Boys. I go Bad Boys. I mean, it's like whatever, but
yeah.
Out of the two, one's a movie. The other's a series of clips of
the other
basically
early
internet
YouTube.
Clips. Yeah.
The other's early YouTube.
Yeah. Fail clips.
Yeah.
Even though they're all doing Bad Boys,
even though it's not my fucking shtick.
Yeah. Hunchback of Notre Dame, however you want to pronounce it, you stuffy bitch, versus The Land Before Time.
So we're getting real animated.
I got to go Land Before Time, only because out of the two, I watched it more. Whether I had a VHS or just happened to be on places, I don't know. Land Before Time, I remember it a lot.
Fucking
all the sequels. Fuck all the sequels.
Littlefoot was my dog.
Right?
Yeah. No,
I would imagine Hunchback would hold up better just because it's Disney. Are these both Disney?
No, Land Before Time is not Disney something at else. All. It's just something else. But yeah. Hunchback is kind of that's one I feel like
I never really got into that.
No, I don't think anyone.
I didn't have it.
Some people did, but
friends had it. Yeah, there was kids that had every like they had parents that just bought every single Disney movie.
True.
And then you had a parent, or I had a parent, where it's like, you get every few.
Yeah.
I got Aladdin, but then I didn't have, like, Little Mermaid. I didn't have, I don't think I had Beauty and the Beast. I can't remember the ones I had, but I know I had Aladdin. That was one of my jams. Oh, and Lion King, for sure. Where are we going?
Land Before Time.
All right.
Littlefoot. Petrie was the little one.
It's like so, like, very underwhelming matchup so far. Okay, well, the Family Guy special I have not seen.
I have.
The Incredibles versus...
I can't say that I've seen it.
The World is Not Even Enough for Keith to Remember.
I know that's Pierce Brosnan, James Bond.
Okay. Road Trip, the 2000 road comedy, teen... road comedy with Tom Green, Daddy, Would You Like Some
Sausage?
Versus The Incredibles, the Pixar superhero movie. Basically,
I'm going to go The Incredibles. It's the best Fantastic Four movies that's ever been made.
It's very true. Road Trip
is hilarious. It's a fucking fun movie.
I still enjoy it, even though it's mostly just because I'm sure I saw it back then, and I just, whatever excuses I have for watching... Because I've tried to watch like newer teen, whatever's, yeah. And it's just, man. Yeah, I'm good with Incredibles.
Yeah, Incredibles was an incredible movie for that time.
Yeah,
and it was
sure.
It was kind of like a little more serious, even though it was still kids.
I mean, it's Pixar. Pixar's, they always do that in their movies. Like, you want to talk about serious, watch In-N-Out, that Pixar movie. That one's crazy good.
Inside Out.
What did I say?
In-N-Out.
I was just thinking of fast food.
I just thought Pixar was getting, like, fucking sexual and shit. Give him the old In-N-Out.
Totally. I don't know why. What is going on?
It's super animated.
It's like, to have this segment... At the end of our fight talk,
it's like we're talking Disney movies and Bambi versus the Ugly.
I can't say that I've seen the Ugly Duckling.
Neither have I, but I guarantee I have. But it's probably not even
this
a movie.
This is so ridiculous. Yeah, it's like a 15-minute animated clip.
Yeah.
All right, Bambi, not the stripper, the animated movie.
Early
another
Disney.
At least we are getting new shit.
Oh, it might
just be changing poster.
Could be. Or maybe it's just fixing itself because it's like, I was getting way too animated right there. Sorry.
Yeah, I was like, stop talking shit about me. Although it's, we do have a show to do, website.
Yeah, come on, bro. I'm fucking harsh my buzz like that.
Okay, probably getting new movies here. So you can check our list out if you want over at flickchart.com/IDP. Rated over 1,000 movies.
Yeah, well, I would say it's very testy.
It's not even... Okay, there we go. Oh, Bambi came back. Oh, nope. The website's still refreshing, though. Well, between these, I have a feeling something's about to change here.
But I would say Back to the Future 2.
Yeah, here, I'll click Back to the Future 2, and maybe that got logged. Doesn't really matter. I'm sure Back to the Future 2 is doing all right. Bambi wasn't going to be the thing to shoot it up the charts.
Yeah, let's get...
Okay, I think we're in it now.
We're back.
Gremlins.
Phenomenal poster.
Yeah. I could see somebody getting that tattooed.
I could do without the huge backdrop.
Like, if you were to say, like, if somebody was a huge Gremlins fan,
I would think of it as
a back piece, and then Gizmo is on one cheek, so it starts on one cheek, and then the whole back piece is the... That'd be ridiculous.
Just the ear wrap up over your...
Yeah, that top ear will wrap up over your shoulder a little bit, and it's just flames. That'd be sick. If you were that big of a Gremlins fan,
you would be the most hardcore Gremlins fan ever.
That would be a sick tattoo.
Versus the original Scary Movie.
I love the first Scary Movie.
It's fun.
It's because it was a while since... I mean, they had done, like, Not Another Teen movie, so there's some spoofs out there. But this one, because horror movies, like...
Let's not discount Don't Be a Menace to South Central while drinking
your juice
in the hood.
Yeah, but that was, like... This was 2000. That was, like, 90s.
It's like 98.
It was for sure earlier 90s.
Okay, yeah. But it was still...
But yeah, there were still movies out there. I mean, there was even the Not Another Teen Movie is way closer of a reference, I would think, to this. But either way, this was taking on all the fucking horror movies like that were popular, like Scream and I Know What You Did Last Summer and all the fucking jump scare movies that were popular and trendy in the late 90s. Yeah.
But Gremlins all day.
But Gremlins, yeah, for sure.
Markwell.
Yeah.
Haven't seen Trust.
I have not either.
I don't trust it.
The Princess Bride versus the animated 1966. That just sounded weird.
Dr. Seuss, How the Grinch Stole Christmas.
Yeah, the holiday classic.
Very classic.
Just classic. I'm going Princess Bride.
Yeah. Okay. While the Grinch is fun, it's another...
It's just a holiday movie.
It's like a half hour.
Yeah, it's...
The whole cartoon.
I don't know what they're doing here. They think we're children. It's like, they don't watch full long movies. Speaking of the prequels, Star Wars Episode One,
no.
The Phantom Menace.
No.
Versus School of Rock.
I hate School of Rock and School of Rock 100%.
I enjoy school rock. I felt it was like for more for kids than for me, but yes. I thought it was cool. Like, I felt I would have liked it if I was a kid watching it.
I probably would have also.
But I never felt that way with
I think I was
one.
Also on some serious Jack Black fatigue around that time.
Right.
Where I was just like, whatever.
Jaws versus the Grindhouse, both movies, I'm assuming, together. That specific cut would be my guess. Versus Jaws.
Jaws. 100%.
Man, if it's Grindhouse together, yeah, you got the trailers
cool,
in the middle.
But neither of those movies are better than Jaws.
No, but that whole thing together
is not better than
as
Jaws.
A whole with the fake trailers, I
it's fun,
like better than Jaws.
But it's not better than Jaws.
Yeah, for sure.
Just the shark speech from fucking the captain is better than the Grindhouse put together.
Nah, just buckets of blood.
Black eyes.
Just buckets of blood.
Jaws eyes.
Yeah, I guess Jaws.
Never seen Husbands and Wives.
Me either. Constantine. Constantine coming back.
And winning, because it comes up against terrible things.
I gotta go Hunchback of Notre Dame.
You
on
asshole.
Because I just don't like, I don't care about Hunchback.
Hunchstacking.
It's like, I'm neutral on that shit, but Constantine, I dislike that movie.
I really like that movie. I'm going Constantine.
But I don't feel like looking it up, so I'll go Constantine. And I don't give a shit, like I said.
It's
about
not.
The
they're
one.
Not jumping to the top of anything.
No. I don't think I've seen that Nutty Professor all the way through.
It's
nutty. Like I said in a previous one, fuck all those movies where people are just wearing fat suits.
I haven't seen Tinker Tailor Soldier Spy.
Heard it slow, so I never jumped in. Ooh. Meet the Parents versus Sleepless in Seattle.
Meet the parents. Yeah, like,
I am not a divorcee from the 90s. That movie is not for me.
Same
However,
with you've got mail. Nope.
Yeah,
I don't.
All those movies from then, those were like that's all the shit my mom would watch all the time. It's like, fuck. It's all the same shit.
Yeah, it's Tom Hanks and Meg Ryan.
It's all sappy bullshit. Yeah, but there was a ton of those movies that came out. At least in my life, there was a ton of those movies coming through my household. But Meet the Parents, even though I'm not a big fan of Meet the Parents, the movie stresses
what
me
out. What in the ever fucking...
Well, this is interesting, because for sure I'm going Hunchback of Notre Dame this time versus The Da Vinci Code.
Hunchback of Notre Dame, I guess.
Was a horrible movie. The first of the franchise.
Paul Brown. Or Dan Brown?
Dan Brown, I think.
Whatever. Yeah. It's a bunch of shit.
It's horrible. Robin Hood, the animated. What the heck is going on?
This is the most...
Versus... I mean, it's an easy one. Versus Superman Returns.
The Brandon Routh...
The reboot between reboots before it got rebooted.
Robin Hood,
for
which
sure.
Which is one of my favorite early Disney.
Yeah, that is a classic.
That and the agree. Sword and the Stone. I love those two.
The Robin Hood more than Sword and the Stone for me.
All right. I like them both.
Sword and the Stone, but yeah. I remember watching it a lot.
I can't say I've seen Dream
I have
Girls.
Not either. No. I can't say that I have any desire to watch Dream Girls.
I've heard that there's good performances in it. I think Eddie Murphy was like up for awards.
I don't care. Dances with Wolves versus Bambi.
Dances with Wolves.
Yep. We gotta end this at some point.
Let's do two more.
Yeah, I'll do two
and
more. Dances with
wait,
Wolves.
What's over under?
Chimani Tatanka YPA.
We'll do two after this, but what's the over under on at least one of them being animated?
A cartoon? I mean, what's the over under on both of them being animated? I think they might both be animated, especially this swing. It's going to bring us right back. I can't say that I've actually seen all of Patton.
I can't either. I've seen the.
I know the iconic
the speech. Yeah.
The Big Lebowski versus the whole nine yards. Seen it?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's
fun. It's probably the best thing Matthew Perry's done since Friends.
Yeah.
Maybe only. I don't really know his career.
They did a sequel to it.
Whole 10 yards. First one is definitely slightly more funny.
I remember Bruce Willis. There was nudity in those movies.
Yeah, there's titties in it.
Yeah.
But it's like, you know, there's internet, bro.
I understand the internet works.
And
I'm
it's
saying,
like,
I'm saying the me that saw that
made
a mental
in,
note.
There's titties in both of these movies.
Yes, but me, probably 18-year-old me, made a mental note that there was titties in this movie, and then it comes up, and I'm like,
yeah.
There titties in that movie? But the Big Lebowski, by far.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. I mean, that one's, that would have helped.
So, this one, another one. Jumanji and Apollo 13 are kind of animated. Like, no.
they're literally both live action.
But
so.
a good portion of them is CG.
I mean, some
it's
people,
animation.
It's not. Yeah, I mean, yeah, kind of. I mean, you're.
I'm really reaching on that, but
sure. Eddie Bravo. It's all fake.
They were both made in the same year. What are the chances of that?
That is
the
crazy.
Moon? Do you think they went to the moon? You fucking dumb bastard. NASA lied.
I know.
6 times.
They always lie.
They're always
lying.
Everything they
say is a lie. Look, Apollo 13 versus
that's
Jumanji.
Just a fucking
just
rendering.
Super easy. Yeah, yeah. It's digital. I mean, it's just he knows some words. Apollo 13 all day.
Yeah.
So just a
Jumanji movie. Was fun.
Yeah.
Apollo 13 was really good.
All right. I guess this is the
last one.
Yeah.
Animated?
Nope. More animated. Have you seen Dr. Horrible Sing-Along Blog? Technically a online show. Not even a movie.
I actually had it on DVD at one point.
Did you?
So it does exist in that medium.
Yeah, it started as just, it was an online series.
But Neil Patrick Harris versus The Hangover.
Hangover. The only good Hangover movie. Although I haven't seen the third one, but I will not. So that's it, people.
That was a weird,
it was a
weird,
weird
round.
It worked at least. At least the site worked for us and things didn't break down. But you can go check her shit out. Flickchart.com/IDP.